Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Higher Dimension. I'm your hostess, Phyllis Pricer, and welcome back to our show. I am delighted to have with me a new acquaintance and a gifted medium and psychic, Mrs. Renata Graziana from Kentucky. And welcome to the show.
Thank you, Phyllis, and thank you so much for having me on the show.
Oh, it's a joy, as always. I would like you to tell people a little bit about yourself, if you don't mind.
Oh, do I have to?
No, I'm yes, you do.
Okay. And a little bit about me. I live in Kentucky, and we're having an ice storm, and I was just...
And you're sending it our way, I take it?
No. I was just, please let the phone lines work, because they've been on and off all day long. So,
oh,
yay, Spirit really helped me out today. As you mentioned, I am a medium. I am psychic, but my genre truly is medium.
Uh-huh.
And I've been able to connect to the other side since the age of 3.
Mm-hmm.
And I call myself a motivational medium. I'm all about motivating people and bringing mm-hmm. healing and forgiveness in their lives. And
mm-hmm.
I do quite a few lectures and workshops.
Wonderful.
And let's see, what else about me?
And you get traveling around this country or what?
Yes, I travel around the country. I have my own radio show as well called thegatheringspace.com,
mm-hmm.
Blog Talk Radio. And if anyone would like any information about me, they can visit thegatheringspace.com. I do motivational workshops. I do a lot of energy work as well. I'm a Reiki master as well as a matrix
okay.
energetics practitioner.
Okay.
And I'm all about motivating and sharing with others how we all can connect to our own spirit
mm-hmm.
and to the higher source.
How wonderful.
And I do, you know, workshops. I do private consultations. And basically, I'm of service.
Okay, and you'll be able to give your information later on in the show. And ladies and gentlemen, if anyone wishes to call in and ask questions, please feel free to do so. So, you say you've had this gift since you were 3. Tell
yes.
me about it.
Well, as long as I can remember having a memory or even understanding what a memory truly was,
mm-hmm.
I've always seen, known, would mm-hmm. know, or felt, or would hear.
Right.
Spirit. And to me, they were just as clear as I saw
mm-hmm.
people in their physical bodies.
Right.
Unfortunately, in the way I grew up with a religious background,
mm-hmm.
and I'm number 8 of 13 children,
wow.
it's not something, yes, those Italian families.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my stepfather was Italian, I wasn't born to him. He had 2 children by another
uh-huh.
marriage. But
well,
go
I
ahead.
Remember asking my mama once, why do we have so many children? Well, we didn't have TV back then, she'd say. So,
okay.
My parents were really afraid of it. It really startled
mm-hmm.
them. And really, I grew up feeling it was a curse, not a
mm-hmm.
gift.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, I'm trying to say here, I grew up in a household that was very dysfunctional. There was a lot of abuse, etc. And I kept my secret hidden for my first 33 years of my life.
What about your other siblings? Didn't they also have it? Because it usually runs in families, you know.
Well, yes, and this is an interesting story. Yes, it does run in families. My other siblings, there were, 7 boys and 6 girls. And I was taken away from my family at the age of 12.
Oh,
so
wow.
really, there was a separation there.
Mm-hmm.
However, my brother, Joe, who was a year younger than I,
mm-hmm.
When we were little, he understood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, I was taken away, we went on separate ways. But everyone was very afraid of it. They were very fearful. And then,
mm-hmm.
when I was, after a car accident I was in 94, I had some more experiences. I was always able to keep it at bay up until a certain point, which was 1997.
You make it sound like you wanted to give it the evil eye.
No, I didn't want to give it the evil eye because, to be perfectly honest with you, when I was young, and I would, apparently, I would give messages or tell Mama that grandmother was standing there,
right.
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It brought physical harm to me. So there's a lot of those
wow.
issues.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. So then, when
I
was in a car accident.
Yes. What happened after the car accident? Was it something that forced you to have to address this?
Well, there's a good friend of mine named Marguerite Manning, the author of
yes.
Cosmic Calmer and Understanding Your Contract with the Universe.
Yes.
She would say that was when the... since I wasn't listening to the universe,
right.
that the universe decided to whomp me upside the head with a 2x4.
Yes, that's what happened. Yes, that's my exact thought, you know. It happens that way, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And what happened basically was I was out of it for several weeks, and when I came through, I was in CCU, and they had me in a room. The nurses left, and I opened my eyes, and there were three spirits there, and they looked like monks to me.
Yes, they often do appear that way. Yes, ma'am.
And they were saying, fear not, go with love. Go out of fear, go to love. Go
right.
to love.
Right.
So I started that process, and the abilities that I had been able to keep hidden for 33 years just got stronger and stronger, and there was nothing I could do, so I had to begin that process in 94 through 97 of walking through all those fears.
Oh, yes.
And then...
well, you know, you not only have this lifetime, which was a punishment for relying on those gifts which had developed in another lifetime, but you've had other lifetimes, too, where, you know... My feeling is very strongly that you gave the ultimate with your life.
Yes.
I think being stunned to death, not burned, for some reason.
Right. And see, and this is what happened. My brother, Joe,
he
and I, you know, even though I was taken away, we kept in touch. And in 97, when I had my third near-death experience, I was already going through the process. I was getting better, and I was going through the process. He still lived two states away, but... In 1998, he committed suicide. That put me in a tailspin, and I went into a deep depression.
That must have hurt terribly.
It was as if a part of me was missing.
Yes.
3 months after his passing, he came to me in a visit, and he said to me, "You are not cursed. You have a gift and an ability to help humanity and to be of service to the Creator, to the Source. Please be who you are."
Did he give a reason why he took his life?
Yes, he did.
Yes, what
he
was
he told
it?
Me that it was to bring healing to our family, my family unit, my mother and father, and that it was a contract that he had already contracted with the Source before he came into this lifetime.
Interesting. Okay. That's really unusual that one would do that as a contract. But I've known others to leave the body to fulfill a contract, and I guess in the broadest sense, if you opt to, you know, leave out of love, it doesn't matter the method, actually.
Exactly.
Okay. Very interesting.
Definitely.
That's very interesting. So, we haven't had anybody call in yet. I hope they will. I hope not everybody is scared, but you want to take a stab at telling me something?
It's funny because as I'm talking, are you still there?
I hope
so. Because I heard a click, and I'm like, please, don't let my phone lines go down. And they're not going to. But as we were just talking, I was talking about my brother, Joe.
Yes.
And I was getting, he had a very quirky sense of humor. He was brilliant. He should have been owned a greeting card company. Great one-liners, great sense of humor.
Uh-huh.
And he keeps saying to me, "They're going to put you in the movies and make a big star out of you."
To
so
you?
I definitely see television coming around you in the in the future. Definitely.
Wow.
I see television. I see you having what I'm being shown right now is, and I'm not even being shown my dad. I'm also picking up on your mother. Your mother's on the other side, correct?
Yes, yes.
Is her name Catherine?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Catherine, and what I'm being shown is that with higher dimensions as you have on the radio, there will be a television, and it'll be like a 12-part series to introduce, quote, higher dimensions.
Wow.
Don't feel that would be the name of it, but it would be
right.
It will be about going to higher dimensions.
How fabulous.
And springtime, April will be a very, very positive, uplifting, fast-paced month for you.
Oh, great.
And
how am I going to survive?
You've been doing a lot of healing and letting go the last 3 years, is what I'm being shown.
More than last 3 years.
Well, the last 3 years have been more, if you've had more of a struggle of, you know.
Yes.
People forget that when we're intuitive people,
yes,
they have the misconception that our lives are
easy,
you know, easy, and that everything is flowing, and we know all the answers, which is not the case.
No, we learn as well.
Yes,
the difference, I think, for many of us is that we have a tendency. I know as soon as I learn something, I turn around and share it quickly with someone else because nothing makes something stick in my brain more firmly than sharing immediately, turning around and teaching somebody else. Yes, and we have someone. Welcome. Good evening.
Good evening. I am so
delighted. Hi, I can hardly hear you. Could you speak up?
Good evening. I'm so delighted with your guest.
Okay. Who's
this?
Thank
you. As a counselor, I've run into various individuals who have gone through so much persecution because of their gifts. And
I'm sorry, I can hardly hear you, my dear.
As a counselor, I've seen so many who have endured persecution because of their gifts.
Oh, you're a counselor, and your name?
Mm-hmm.
And your name?
Oh, Rosemary.
Roseanne, okay. And where are you from, Roseanne?
Chicago.
Oh, how fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Windy City.
Yes, and we're getting your snowstorm.
Oh, yes, it's coming to you. Is it Roseanne or Rosemary?
Rosemary.
Okay,
Rosemary,
I thought it was Rosemary. Yes, Rosemary. I'm not sending that to you, though. I'm in Paducah, Kentucky. So we're about 6 hours apart.
It's not her fault.
It's not my fault.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you
perhaps you knew me at
Rosemary,
one time wearing that
name.
Rosemary, may I ask you a question first?
Yes.
Please.
Have you written a book?
It's written, and I'm in negotiations in different things, but I wanted to ask you a very quick question.
Yes?
You are a counselor, and I thank you for sharing that, because I did seek out help for many, many years, and the first three counselors and psychiatrists that I chose to share with, they literally thought I was crazy, which made it worse on me.
Isn't that interesting?
Your voice and vibration has a lot of nurturing.
It does. It does.
Loving and kindness.
Yes.
So please visit my website, thegatheringspace.com, and send me an email, because I would love to have you as a guest.
Okay.
And let others know that not all counselors think in that way.
Exactly.
Well, it's kind of given counselors a black eye, because, you know, we're coming from this place where we don't want to believe that people actually did that.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to, if we're going to help them get well and get into a better life.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And well, do you have a question for me, or can I have a? Is your mother on the other side, or your grandmother?
My mother's there. I'm the last one standing.
Yes, because I'm definitely picking up a very strong mother and a very strong grandmother. And would you understand the name Charles or Charlie?
Charlotte.
Charlotte?
Yeah.
Okay. And that would be on the other side?
Yeah.
Okay, she's sending love to you. And I will say, I'm having a hard time hearing you, but I'm trying to pick up through your energy. There's about 11 people trying to pop through me right now just for you. So the whole gang is saying hello. And I don't know if you've been struggling since 06 to right now.
Mm-hmm.
With different issues and different things you want to do? And do you also have a book you're trying to write?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it will be successful. It's going to take until the middle part of 09 is what I'm getting.
Okay.
You've got some more work, because you're a perfectionist,
and
you're very anal about things. Does that make sense to you?
I prefer to be anal only about my sewing. The rest of the world can do its world just fine.
That's exactly right.
Yes. I'll confine that to where I can stick pins into something and it won't complain.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they're patting you on the back for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because this book that you're writing, it's very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to have it just right.
Yeah.
Because you know that you feel very strongly. You only have one chance to present it out there. And when it's in book form, you know that it's going to touch many, many, many people.
Can we ask what it's about? Is it too early to ask?
I don't know. I was in meditation, and, you know, it's like one of those things where you go in and say, okay, I'm in service. What would you have me to do?
Right.
Great. Wonderful.
Yeah.
You're going to get help writing it from those around you.
Definitely.
Okay.
That's why there's 11 of them.
Right. Right.
So 11 chapters you get help with. Three chapters, it will all come together for you, because I'm seeing like 14 to 15 chapters.
Wow.
And also I'm seeing like chicken noodle soup for the soul, and it's not going to be that, but it's going to be good for people's soul.
Okay.
Do you have any questions?
No, I just wanted to commend you for having the courage and standing up and doing the healing work. And wow, thank you.
Isn't she inspirational?
She certainly is. One of my clients put it this way: I complained to my parents when my brother shot at me with a BB gun. They could not understand why I became hysterical when he graduated to a .22 rifle, which they gave him.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
And she said that out of it, she developed an incredible sense of where things were and who was harmful and who was harmless.
Right.
And that was the gift she got from it.
Wow. Good.
And served her in good stead many, many places and many, many times.
Awesome.
So we get our training where we can get it.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
One more thing I need to put in here. When you mentioned healing energy, I don't know if you've had trouble with your lower right hip or and one of your the bottom of one of your feet, but there's a little bit of adjustment that needs to be. Do you do yoga and stretch?
There's a little bit of a what?
A little bit of an adjustment.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just seeing that your hips are just a little bit, they're slightly out of alignment.
Yes.
How about a good chiropractor? That would help.
Or a chiropractor or stretching.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My chiropractor, I swear, he's an aspect of Archangel Michael when he's healing.
Okay.
I look up and I see the man, I see the angel behind the man and I go, okay.
Okay, good.
I will get that fixed immediately.
Excellent.
Thank you for calling in, and thank you for your compliments, and I really, really appreciate it, Rosemary.
And when your book comes out, I want to have it on my shelf. I mean, it is a sad thing when a client has to spend the first three sessions convincing the therapist that they're telling the truth.
Yeah. Yes.
We should have therapists that can accept the truth. Here's the problem. Here's how you move through it.
Yes. Absolutely.
Well, you keep doing what you're doing because you're spreading the news.
Yes, and it's going to be a wonderful work, my dear.
Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Thank you, Rosemary.
And
have a good
evening. Farewell.
Thank you.
Bye.
Oh, great. Oh, that's wonderful. Another person who can be with us in helping to enlighten the world.
Yes, because we're all just striving to become a community in unity with one another on all levels.
Yes.
And there's a massive shift of consciousness going on across our planet right now. And
it's a
great time to be here. Many wouldn't agree with that, but I believe it's a great time right now.
Well, I think so, too. I find it, I heard about a former classmate of mine and hadn't heard. Yes, good evening. Welcome to the Higher Dimensions.
Good evening. This is Julia. How are you?
Hi, Julia. How are you?
Doing great.
I'm so glad to hear your voice again.
Well, thank you. It's so funny that you have your guest on tonight because I just came across her on Blog Talk, and I had written on my calendar to tune in Sunday.
Oh,
so it's like,
what?
Oh, my
gosh,
I can't believe.
I'm going to be on there Sunday.
Oh, are you? Oh, great. Well, then I'll hear you then, too.
You're getting two for one this week.
There you go.
What is your question for us, my dear?
Well, honestly, I didn't have a specific question.
Okay.
I was just going to see what she picks up. And
okay.
I'm open to the guidance.
Absolutely.
Okay, and your name is Julia, right?
Yeah. Julia, yeah.
Julia, okay. I'm just going to describe to you what I'm seeing right now.
Okay,
I'm being
could
shown.
I ask you to speak up just a little?
I'm having
like
a hard time hearing as well. I've got my volume up as loud as it goes. Can you hear me now? Hello?
Okay, I turned my volume up too.
Are you trying to say we all need hearing aids? Go for it, Renata.
What I'm being shown right now is, and I don't know what this means, is like an old farmhouse and a younger woman out gathering eggs, like scooping up the eggs for the day. And I don't know if you're trying to put everything in one basket right now, if you have things going on in your life and you can't decide, because I don't know what this means. I have to give you what I'm being shown. It's like you're gathering these eggs, and then you put them a certain way, then you take some, you put them back, you're just not quite sure. And now I'm being shown there's like three things going on in your life. Are you trying to make some decisions about some things?
Well, I know I need to move forward. I've been dragging my feet and basically fairly stagnant in my life. And
right.
Just
what
moving
seen,
past the
what
fear.
What I've seen is like, it's like you're stagnant, and it's like you've got the basket, you're putting the eggs in, and you're taking them out. You just don't know which eggs to hold on to and which ones to let go.
Yeah, so, that could be.
Okay, so let me ask you, in the past year and a half, have you been feeling this, that you're stagnant, you can't go forward, you don't know what to do, you don't know what the next step should be?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever worked in a hospital, or have you been in the hospital in the last, this past year, 07?
No, I haven't been in the hospital, and I haven't worked in a hospital either.
Okay, are you seeking employment now?
I'm slowly moving in that direction. I need to just do it.
Yes, you need to just do it. Because what I see with you is I see you working in a hospital, not the ER or something, but something kind of low-key where you can be of service, because you have a very giving heart as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I see you, you know, pushing people around in the wheelchair, maybe like if they're going to get x-rays or something. Nothing that's going to bring you too much of a stress level, though.
Mm-hmm.
Have you dealt with anxiety in your life?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay.
That's
so
part of why I'm not going out.
So it's almost like they're going to have you take baby steps to get out there. And I don't know what they would, it's like a technician. It's like, if, you know, if I were to go and I'd have my foot x-ray, when you're in the hospital, they wheel you around in those wheelchairs wherever you have to go because of liability.
An orderly, yeah.
So an orderly. There we go. So that's what I see. So you need to kind of take a look at that, because that gets you out and amongst people, and it wouldn't be too much anxiety, and you would be receiving a lot in those little short conversations you would be having with those people if you were taking them from the first floor up to the fourth floor.
Yeah, my feeling is helping them to heal,
mm-hmm.
you're healing yourself.
Exactly, and that's what I've had to do, and that was my biggest lesson to learn, Julia. And I don't see you ready to do anything until, like, the, you know, around the first week of April. But just start talking to yourself about it, that you can do this. And once you feel that you're needed and they're appreciating you and it's not bringing you stress, it's going, as Phyllis is saying, it's going to let you feel more healing going on, and you will open up more.
Yeah. Yeah, my very, very strong feeling is that exactly at that point. And I know you've been anxious to move on, and I know that.
Right.
And but every time you start to move on, something seems to step in and you pull back.
Okay, and this is what I'm picking up as well.
Mm-hmm.
Julia, I'm going to try and explain this in a simple way, is that it's like from a past life, there are these things that you don't want to go out and do, and it's really your soul there, feeling it's going to experience the same things it experienced in that past life.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do when I find myself in these kind of situations, because things come up for me, is I then talk to my soul and I say, you know, is it this life, or is this something from a past life? Just show me and guide me. And then I was shown to just talk to my soul and soothe my soul and say, you know what, that was the past, this is now, and I am safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. My feeling is that she did suffer.
Mm-hmm.
And her only way of being able to, and what I'm getting here is really an odd picture, almost like the Bronte sisters, where they were forced to stay within.
Mm-hmm.
And really, you know, any type of movement to become independent was met with punishment.
Exactly.
And for that reason, you became, I don't want to say a wee bit timorous, but
well, she was oppressed.
Yes, yes.
She was completely oppressed. And Julie, are you still there?
Yes, I'm listening.
Okay. Something I want to say to you, and this is coming from a person, you know, I've been where you are,
mm-hmm.
and I want you to I want you to remember this, that there's always hope. We don't always have faith, but there's always hope. And when you find yourself full of anxiety and that fear, that where you feel like you can't breathe, And you just need to take some time and say, no, I move from fear to love. And in my workshop, I teach this thing about fear. The F is that it makes you feel like a failure. The E is that it's ego. The A is that it's arrogant. And the R is that it's a robber. It robs us of living our lives. And the L for love is that it's light. The O is for oneness. The V is that it's validation. And the E is that it's the essence, because you are from the essence of the light of the mm-hmm. divine creator. So sometimes just taking that small four-letter word, fear, and reclaiming your power can really help propel you to move forward.
Does this work for you? Does it feel good for you?
Yeah, I definitely, you know, it's like you know you need to do it,
mm-hmm.
but it's like just getting going, you know,
mm-hmm.
starting
taking the first
out.
Step.
Yes.
But
yeah.
you have to be ready to take that step, and I mm-hmm. always share with my clients and those in my workshops, I can help guide you, I can make suggestions, share with you my life. However, you have to be proactive, and you have to get fed up and tired and, quite frankly, really ticked off of
mm-hmm.
just existing and saying, I want to start to live.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a human being. I'm here to experience life. Are you tired of existing? Do
mm-hmm.
you want to really start living?
Yeah.
And when you get to that point, that's when it propels us to take the steps that are necessary.
And I think you're slowly winding up to that point.
Yes, me too.
I really feel it.
And you have all the strength. You have more strength and courage than you realize you do.
Exactly. You've got a tendency to underestimate yourself. Yes.
I wanted to get your thoughts on this. I just got a book from the library. It's called Soul Retrieval.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on that, shamanic work and soul retrieval?
Demonic work?
Shamans, like shamanics.
Oh, shamanic, not demonic.
Shamanic.
Okay, go ahead. I'm
right,
sorry.
Shaman.
I misunderstood.
Yeah, no. It's called soul retrieval where...
Yeah,
like,
I've heard of it. Go ahead, Renata. Are you more familiar with it?
Well, to be honest with you, I've heard of it too. People have asked me about it. And when... this is the way... Well, I'm not a shaman. I understand what they're saying. But if I'm going to do soul retrieval on people, if I were to use that terminology,
mm-hmm.
it's something I just said earlier, is that I can connect to your soul just like Phyllis can, and we can see like a past and what the patterns are.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to retrieve your soul to get connected back to yourself and your spirit in this physical life right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a lot of information out there that people actually go and retrieve the soul and rescue the soul from some demonic
yeah.
place, and I personally don't go there.
Well,
that doesn't
mean
that people don't have those experiences.
Right. A person who does that is Patty Conklin down in Georgia. She's very good at that. Also, part of the training I had with Alan Schiff, we do soul retrieval as a part of that as well.
Okay, great.
And hypnotherapy, okay?
Okay.
Would you read it by yourself? I'm of two minds about that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I kind of am too.
I think you'd know about it, but I don't know if it would scare you more than it would comfort you in a sense, okay?
Yeah.
I think it would be a burden at this time, but later on it might be okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, well, I just, you know, wanted to hear your thoughts on it.
I think it's a good thing. I mean, I had, as I said, soul retrieval done by Patty Conklin. She's a wonderful, wonderful person, great healer. If that is an issue where it's been fragmented through trauma, either in this lifetime or past lifetimes, my gut feeling is it's probably wiser to have someone with you and guide you on it than to seek and look into it on one's own.
Yeah, to go it alone is not a wise idea.
Yeah, no, yeah. I wasn't going to go it alone. I just got a book to read about it.
Even so, I'm feeling a little uncomfortable about the book, and I'm not sure why.
I am as well.
And I don't know why I have that hesitation. I don't usually have hesitations about certain.
I want to interject one more thing. When you were talking about the soul level thing,
mm-hmm.
I can say, yes, I do soul rescue, but in this way. I'm trying to help rescue your soul from the emotional traumas that you've had in this life right now. And then when we work through that, we'll go if there's something in the past life. And I would suggest that you take the book back and go for something that is more on how to do positive thinking. If you can start with positive thinking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of the book by Carol Truman, with the K-A-R-O-L, Truman, T-R-U-M-A-N, called Feelings Buried Alive, Never Die?
I have not heard of that.
Okay,
no.
Excellent book.
Okay, there we go. We got a
excellent
book recommendation.
Excellent book. Okay, works very well for releasing and opening up.
Okay, good.
Okay,
well, it's something that I just come across, so I'm glad that I ask you, because with both of you not having great feelings about it, I'm definitely going to just take it back.
But you get the other one. It's very, very uplifting. It's very healing. And I think she has another book out as well, a more updated book. But I have it, and I recommend it to people who really are serious about doing some work and changing their life around and releasing stuff and bringing about physical as well as the mental and emotional healing in their bodies. Okay?
Sounds good.
Julia, we thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Yes.
And I'll be listening Sunday.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, because Phyllis will be there with me.
Yep. Sounds great.
Bye,
you guys have a great evening.
Okay, thank
you, darling.
Good
Ciao.
Night.
Oh, you know, it's so wonderful to be able to work with people and talk to them and guide them. That's I was with a dear neighbor of mine. He's in his 80s. And he had a pinched nerve, he had his hands going numb. And so he went to the doctor, and the doctor started sticking pins in his, fingers, and they were numb, and he just this and that, and said, well, you'll have to come back for more tests, come back, a lot. And I said, well, you know, it's pinched nerve. And I said, well, what did he do for you? He said, nothing. I said, well, I think it's because your nerve here, and he said, you're stressed and upset, and he said, oh, yeah. And I said, well, I think it's radiating from your muscles bunching up in your neck. So I just sat him down in the chair and massaged his neck with peanut oil. And he says, oh, that hurts. I said, well, what are you feeling? He says, yeah, the feeling's coming back in my fingers. It's coming back. I said, well, you know, all you needed was some physical therapy work, some good massage work to loosen up those muscles. And he said, you know, I should have come to you first.
Exactly.
Tell you what, tell the doctor to send me the money he gets for your fee.
Exactly.
Welcome to the Higher Dimension. Who's calling?
Oh, hi, Phyllis. This is Drew in Connecticut. How are you?
Hi, Drew in Connecticut. How lovely of you to call.
I listened to your show last week, and it was so busy, I just am excited that I got on tonight, so thank you.
Oh, what's that busy? I don't remember.
No, I didn't get on last week.
I kept dialing,
it was busy.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm so glad to hear you this week. Welcome. You have some questions.
I love your energy. I'm really calling basically because I have had a pain in my right side. And, it's interesting because I've been in real estate with all the subprime business, and my clients last year was very tumultuous. And I put two and two together over the holidays. So I thought maybe it was a kidney stone. I had experience with that before. And I said, you know what?
Uh-huh.
Maybe these buyers are the physical pain in my side. And the real estate news.
That could be. I had children that were like that.
But I mean, I'm wondering if that's equated with that, because I'm not having any other symptoms. It's just like a pain in the back of my back.
In your lower back?
Sort of in the lower back. As I said, I don't think it's a kidney stone, because I've had that before, and I took some of the minerals to dissolve that, but it feels sort of like tender. Like maybe it could be the kidney or the pancreas or the liver.
Okay, go ahead, Renata.
Okay.
You take
well,
that.
I'm picking up several things, and one is, you know, you're talking about you're in the real estate business and look at the market, and I wasn't laughing at you, Drew, so I apologize. But it's like...
Oh, no, I've been laughing. You have to maintain your sense of humor.
Well, just to keep humanity, right?
But that has something to do with it, but also with you, I feel like you understand things about energy. I don't know how much you understand about energy, but right now in our physical world here on planet Earth, there's a lot of shifting going on. There's a lot of consciousness shifting, but our physical bodies are going through tremendous amounts of these things, releasing and letting go of old patterns and then integrating new higher vibrational energy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like that pain with you has to do with a job in a past life that you had an injury.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like you're getting stabbed in the back and in that lower hip around the kidney area.
That's interesting. It's funny you mentioned that. I almost had a intuitive thought that maybe it could be physically related to an injury,
I've got three things that I wanted, three messages I want to give to you. And
okay.
So you're releasing that trauma from that lifetime,
mm-hmm.
and your job right now is that pain in your lower back and many other places. We won't say where. You know, the backside and your hips, you're carrying it in your hips.
Yes.
Now with you are so intuitive that you second guess. Like you just said, you had an intuitive thought.
Right.
And right now, your energy field itself, the vibration is changing. It's going higher and higher, so you're burning off all this lower energy vibration.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to become more and more aware and
mm-hmm.
more and more intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
And so stop second-guessing yourself
mm-hmm.
and be ready, because I just feel your heart is, like, really open for your own guidance.
Mm-hmm.
It is, and that's why I think this message is great for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
Are experiencing this.
Because ultimately, we are all supposed
mm-hmm.
to become our own masters.
Exactly.
And you are just going through. So I'm going to give you a little bit of advice for the next 4 to 6 weeks with you. Your energy field, your physical body, you're going to think, oh, I'm getting old, my knees are hurting. Oh, now it's this, now it's that. And it's just your physical body.
Adjusting
and assimilating and trying to process all the stuff that is going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you have a vacation planned or you're trying to get a vacation planned.
I think a lot of people would love to have a vacation. I am thinking about really saving my money and traveling on a journey like to Peru this year.
Definitely.
Maybe Machu Picchu.
Perfect.
So.
Very perfect.
And I'll settle for the park down the street and feed the ducks right now, too.
Yes, exactly. Because you have a very, your energy flows very nicely, and you're always like, I always feel like you're very positive and you're full of gratitude. You're always
very
in
much.
An attitude of gratitude.
Yes.
Right.
And
you have
a lot of wonderful blessings coming your way.
Yes, I'm getting that. And also, my feeling is you're going to become an intuitive yourself if you aren't already.
Well, he is already. Oh. He's just in training.
He
should have to accept
training.
It.
But I really feel that is that's really going to be leaping out at you.
Definitely for the next year, year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah.
So
yeah, for those that are listening,
you
mentioned being intuitive.
Pardon?
I was going to mention for those that do sense an intuitiveness that work in a day-to-day,
yes.
Do you have any advice or websites or ideas to how to maybe tap into this ability to maybe enhance it within ourselves or maybe to benefit others? As a result of our intuition?
Okay. You've heard of the ARE, the Association of Research and Enlightenment
in Virginia Beach.
Mm-hmm. They have an excellent training course that I've been through and I can recommend.
Okay. Is that physically in Virginia Beach?
It's physically in Virginia Beach.
Well, maybe that's the vacation you're hitting.
It could be. It's in the beginning of March, I think.
Okay.
It is an excellent training ground. I did training there myself, had a joyous time, and I often go back. I'm one of the Wayshores, one of the original members of the training group there. Also, reading books on Edgar Cayce. Okay, reading stories like Many Mansions and A Prophet in His Own Country. Okay. Reading up about some of the lives of those who have had this gift, sometimes just reading about it is an opening, an awareness. Am I right, Renata?
Exactly.
It's a resonance.
100%. And another thing that I have found, and because I don't teach those classes or anything,
mm-hmm.
however, your soul knows, your spirit knows,
mm-hmm.
what you're going to be ready for, and the AARP is an excellent place to always start. Excellent, I can't say enough about it.
Yes.
But don't be surprised if books or certain things just start jumping off the shelves when you're at a bookstore,
yes.
or
yes.
you're going to catch someone on TV being interviewed, or,
yes. Yes.
or you know.
It'll be an aha moment for you.
Yeah, it'll be very much aha.
Well, I've got an aha with you this evening. Thank you. Do you see anything that I should be focusing on immediately as far as my career in real estate?
Well, I feel like your career, I feel like you're being very smart with your monies and saving and only doing what you want to do. I feel the economy is going to turn around and get better in 3 to 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I would continue with your real estate because in another year, you're going to be like, okay, I'm ready to make a transition. And then you're a planning kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
You like to have things planned out. Because then I do feel very strongly you will become an intuitive person and you will start doing what you contracted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you will have a nice, you know, you won't have to struggle like so many of us have had to.
Mm-hmm.
And you will be able to be of service.
Well, thank you again,
ladies, so
for your time and your beautiful
blessings
to all your listeners and to you especially.
Thank you. We love to have people call in. Thank you so much.
Night. Bye-bye. Thank you. See you in Virginia Beach.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Bye-bye.
I'll go right now. Well, not right now. When the ice clears by Sunday, I'll go. After the radio show, I'll go.
Okay. I'll meet you there, honey.
Yeah, we'll go.
Oh, it's a great place to go. And getting massages at their school, very little money compared for what you get. And honest to God, you know, I go out of there and I don't own any bones in my body. By the time I leave, I have a hard time walking.
Yes. Whenever
I get
a massage, I feel like Gumby, and I love it.
Yes, yes. Oh, my dear. You know, it's really amazing how wonderful you feel once you get into that. And it's also very good for your whole body to have that kind of massage work done. And it's something how you, we forget to thank ourselves and treat our bodies to this gift of pleasure. And it is. It truly is. Our bodies say, oh, thank you for it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And as I said, you know, it's a heck of a high, and you don't have to have a hangover from it either.
No, you don't have to have a hangover for it. And it's just like an automobile. We have to have routine maintenance and
absolutely.
The tires in our bodies, our physical bodies, our vessels, and we're using them. With me doing energy work and being intuitive, I imagine as well as with you, it's a lot for the physical body.
Oh, it is. Sometimes, yeah, it is. It can be.
If I come off a workshop that's been going all weekend, I need 2-3 days to just
come
relax
down.
And come,
come
down.
Down.
And
okay, let me ask you again, darling, right now, how about giving them a phone number or a website or both that they can reach you?
Okay, they can reach me at my website, thegatheringspace.com, or they can find me on Blog Talk Radio under Happy Medium.
Mm-hmm.
My office number is 270-898-3971, and I am in the Central Time Zone.
Okay, so we all know that, ladies and gentlemen. I want to let you know, I took some information today and my resume and stuff over to XM Satellite Radio.
I'm so proud of you. Yay.
Yes, you think it's going to work?
I believe it's going to work.
I feel lots
of good things coming, the 11th hour, but all of a sudden you'll be slammed.
Well, I'll tell you, I went and talked today to the two young ladies who said they're going to try. They said they weren't the people who made decisions, but they'd see to it that the people who make decisions would get it. And I am so excited. I would love to do that. It's about a mile from my house, would you believe?
That would be
fabulous.
Fabulous.
And it'd be fun.
And in the springtime, you can walk. And
well, it's a little bit of a hike and not such a great neighborhood, but
no,
I could.
Okay. But then still, springtime, I love. I kind of forget that. I grew up in Los Angeles,
yes.
But I'm in Kentucky now, and my husband was transferred. We've been here a long time, and I forget the big cities because I've gotten used to the quiet, slow pace.
Right.
And I do love it. And I miss certain things about the big city.
Yeah,
but I love the peace and quiet that I experience.
Both. I think both worlds have something to offer. Is there anything that Spirit is leading you to say that you can share with our audience today? Anything that you thought might be...
Okay. Let's see if I'm going to get anything. Yes, actually, I have a message for everyone. Three messages. The first message being that right now with what's going in our world with the war, the election, terrorism, and the economy, don't allow yourself to become in a panic mode.
Okay.
We are moving through fast times.
Mm-hmm.
However, for every negative thing that we're seeing, and I will say television and newspapers, we're constantly bombarded with negativity.
Yes, that's
and
right.
This is the second, this is the message. None of us can afford the luxury of a negative thought.
Right.
None of us can afford the luxury of a negative thought. Every time a negative thought comes in, acknowledge it, become aware of it, and then discard it.
Mm-hmm.
Throw it away. And positive, positive energy. And that, you know, with the whole psychic thing, yes, I see things, you see things, but really, you know, psychics perceive, mediums receive.
Right.
I receive information, and truly, our future, yours or mine,
mm-hmm.
is always in a state of creative process.
Right.
So they want me to say to everyone, what is it that you want to truly create just for you?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to experience? And that they're sending out a lot of love.
Mm-hmm.
Love, the word love in the broader sense of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the light family, the oneness, the validation of the essences, that was what we are all each from.
Now, let me bring up something. Is that the only message? Is that the whole message?
I believe, well, they just stopped, so I think we're clear.
Okay. I would tell you that there have been around my centers of consciousness some really negative information. And I am feeling, in a sense, that it's not really me,
yes.
but the information I'm picking up because of my own particular situation at the moment. My sympathetic nerves are twanging, or the cords are twanging. A lot of negative information, a lot of negative feelings about self and destructions.
Yes.
Am I correct in assuming that what I'm really doing is picking up other people's stuff?
Exactly. You are picking up other people's stuff.
Yeah.
And because you are intuitive and you're aware of that, you are more aware of it than if someone is not, they don't think that they're intuitive.
Right.
Okay. However, they're telling me to explain it this way. Because you are sensitive like I am, you need to step up your protection and your guidance.
Okay.
Because as in a war going on here in the physical world,
yeah.
there are wars that go on over in the spiritual world. I'm not
right.
going to get into that tonight. However,
mm-hmm.
now, for you in particular, step up your protection, step up your awareness, and ask, and then acknowledge. And very strongly feel as I get, reclaim your power.
Okay.
Because you're a light worker. You're like the lighthouse. What is the job of the lighthouse? It guides ships and boats.
Right.
All they can see is the light.
Mm-hmm.
They can't see anything else. Well, if they're going through the darkness is also attracted to the light.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay, so that's a little bit of
advice.
But again, too, negative energy, I feel, in society today
mm-hmm.
that we have been programmed and we have all become desensitized to many, many things.
Yeah.
It all stems from a lot of issues, but most people are emotionally
mm-hmm.
desensitized. 10 years ago, we weren't seeing these cop shows where people are literally being shot and blown away on, 7 o'clock in the
mm-hmm.
evening. And all the video games and all this stuff. I have 3 children.
I think those video games are people
uh-huh.
should be.
Uh-huh.
Never mind.
I know. But what I'm saying is
yeah.
we become what we think we are, or we become what we allow others to tell
yeah.
us that we are.
Yeah, yeah.
So all of our greatest gifts is that we have, God gave us a sound mind. Christ
right.
Jesus, which was one of our way showers, if I'm going to say
right.
it in that terminology.
Right.
He said, go within or you go without.
Right.
And he says, do unto others as I have done unto you. Go out and do
right.
what I have done.
Right.
But who did he always communicate with? His Father in heaven.
Right.
But his Spirit as well.
Right.
And although, when, he was out, he was going to take a nap when he was on the boat,
mm-hmm.
and the storm came,
mm-hmm.
and he just wanted to sleep. And he said, storm, be still. Oh, ye of little faith. So it is our responsibility to become more aware of what we are allowing others to impregnate us with, whether it's thoughts, action, words, or deeds.
Yeah. I had a strong feeling because I had just, suddenly there was just a lot of negative energy around, and I was really, usually I can separate it out, but sometimes, well, you don't separate it out.
Well, sometimes, you know, when we, all of us go through trials and challenges, and
mm-hmm.
I now call them opportunities to learn the lesson I need to learn, so I can move on. When we're going through difficult things ourselves, it's hard for us to see the forest through the trees.
Exactly.
That's why we, you know, a doctor can't operate on himself. He has to go to another doctor.
Yes.
And we are human,
mm-hmm.
just as everyone else is.
Mm-hmm.
We just have a little bit of a, we have an antenna.
Right.
So, but with you, Phyllis, I really, really feel, I'm getting encouraged to say this to you again, 11th hour, maybe 12th hour, but it's going to work out.
Okay.
But step up your
protection.
Stuff. And I don't know why I want to go to you. I don't know if somebody used to make that noise, but I just did it.
Actually, I did that earlier this evening, and I was thinking there's a language, a clicking language. I think it belongs
okay.
to not an African tribe, but one in Polynesian type.
I take one thing I do when I'm connecting with spirit, and if there's a loved one or somebody around, I tend to take on their speech, their mannerisms. And
yeah,
I take no responsibility because I'm just the messenger.
good evening. Is that our warning signal? Yep, I guess it is.
Okay.
At any rate, thank you so much. I'd love to have you on again, Renata, perhaps next month, and we'll see what happens.
Okay.
I've
loved it. I really appreciate the callers and you, and I can't wait for you to be on the Gathering Space this Sunday afternoon.
Thank you. Again, you've been listening to Renata Graziana, and you can find her on the website. I'm Phyllis Pricer, your hostess, and I will be with you next week. God bless. Be safe. Have joy and happiness, and thank you and good night. Renata, I'll be talking to you shortly.
Okay, thank you.
Good night,
bye-bye.
All.
Bless
thank
you.
BBS Radio.com